SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Ministry of Education has announced the recipients of the annual Jamaica Grace Kennedy Scholarship. And later, our glimpses of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Welcome and thanks for joining us. 7 of Jamaica's most outstanding students have been awarded the Jamaica Grace Kennedy Scholarship. The annual scholarship, valuing $3.4 million, covers tuition, book, and maintenance allowances. The students, who hail from Campion College and St. Jago High School, were awarded based on their stellar academic performance in the recent sitting of the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency CAPE exams in June. They were selected from a pool of 195 candidates. The students of Campion College dominated, copping 6 of the 7 available awards. The top achievers are Jordan Malcolm and Ava Robertson. They walked away with the Jamaica Scholarship Male and Female Awards. Kai Bridgewater and Tashana Blair were the Jamaica Independence Male and Female Scholars, while Brittany Hickey received the Jamaica Adult Suffrage Open Scholarship, and Mishka Williams copped the Jamaica Centenary Prize. Dana Lee Hammond of St. Jago High School also stood out, receiving the Jamaica Independence Open Scholarship. Each year, the Ministry of Education invites applications from students who have completed secondary level education and are sitting at least 4 CAPE subjects, including Caribbean Studies or Communication Studies, with an interest in pursuing tertiary education locally. Once the applications are received, they are sent to the Caribbean Examination Council in Barbados for a ranking based on performance. Following completion of their studies, all awardees are bonded to work with the Jamaican government or any local organization approved by the Ministry of Education for a period stipulated by the Cabinet Office.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Vision 2030 recognizes the need for every Jamaican child to have access to education. Demands on education are growing, and the government has put systems in place to improve its delivery as it seeks to equip citizens to better face the challenges of the 21st century. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a JIS glimpse of Christmas.
My favorite part of Christmas is to bake with my mommy. I've been doing it since I was like 10 years old, and we're going to be doing that this year, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, so we bake it from scratch, and we either sell it or we give it out to our close friends and families as our gift to them for Christmas. We have no problems.
Here now is a tip for the season. It's almost Christmas and shopping malls everywhere are filled with last-minute shoppers. If you can, avoid these places and utilize online transactions. But if you must join the hustle, beware of pickpockets. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palma, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.